Next, the casting out of a deaf and dumb spirit, that is, a demonic spirit that makes someone deaf and unable to speak. When he came to his disciples, now remember, they're at the bottom of the mountain. They've had this discussion coming down. Remember the nine disciples that were down at the bottom of the mountain? So when he came to his disciples, these nine, he saw a great multitude, and the scribes were questioning him. And immediately all the people, when they saw Jesus, they were greatly amazed, and they ran to him and saluted or greeted him. And he asked the scribes, what are you questioning them about? They don't answer. Somebody from the crowd answers and said, Master, I have brought unto thee my son, which has a dumb spirit. That is, the demonic spirit keeps him from speaking. And whenever this demon takes him, he tears him, and he foams at the mouth, and he gnashes with his teeth, and he pines away. And I spake to your disciples that they should cast it out, and they couldn't do it. Remember, this is way after Jesus sent the disciples out two by two, gave them the authority to cast out demons and the whole thing, right? Well, that was only for the trip. And this is where they got off track, because when they came back, he said, okay, now you know, I'm giving you a little preview here of what it's going to be like to be empowered by me when I give you my authority. Well, they kept going with it. While Jesus is up on the mountain with the three disciples, they're down there trying to cast demons out, and they can't do it. And so the scribes are getting on him. And that's when Jesus said, hey, what's going on? So this man says, well, I brought my son to you, but you weren't here. I brought him to your disciples to have the demon cast out, and they couldn't do it. And he answers and says, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you or support you? Bring him to me. That's the key. Bring him to me. And they brought him. And when he saw him, immediately the spirit tore from him, and he fell on the ground and was wallowing and foaming at the mouth. And he asked his father, how long? How long has this been going on with him? He says, since a child. Oftentimes, this demon takes him and throws him into a fire and then into the water, and he's trying to destroy him, going back and forth. Throw him in the fire, throw him in the water. But if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us. If you can. And Jesus said unto him, if you can, if you can believe, all things are possible to the one who believes. But look what the man says. Beautiful, beautiful picture of how we ought to approach the Lord. Immediately, the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. Nowhere in the Bible does it ever challenge someone to come up with their own faith so that Jesus can perform in your life. That's the cry of a person. I believe, but Lord, help my unbelief. Because I can't believe. Only God can give me that. Help my unbelief. It is always the strong point in a person's life when they can approach the Lord, even as a non-believer. Even if you don't understand the things of God, you can do what I did. I stood up out on a pier, 150-foot pier out in Pensacola, Florida, looking up at the electrical storms taking place over the South, and I said, Lord, if you are real, make yourself real to me. I mean, as a non-believer, as somebody who didn't believe in God, I was asking God to do it all because I realized my human inability to figure him out. I saw this awesomeness of these electrical storms. And I just had this sense that there is an awesome God behind all of this. Because this is just a drop in the bucket compared to the universe. But how am I going to find God? How am I going to know about him? You know, when you come to him and say, help my unbelief, you know, I'm empty. Magnify yourself to me. Show yourself to me. I don't have the ability to know. And he reaches down to those people to manifest himself. And so when Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, the unclean spirit, saying unto it, thou dumb and deaf spirit, I command you, come out of him and enter no more into him. And the spirit cried and tore him severely and came out of him, and he was as a dead man. So much so that the crowd got around him and looked at the boy and said, boy, he's dead. But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. And when he was come into a house, his disciples asked him privately. Now, this is very nice that Jesus didn't embarrass them in front of all the people. Why could we not cast him out? See, they're thinking that they still have that authority that Jesus gave them. And he said unto them, this kind does not come out except by prayer and fasting. And again, just like the Matthew text, that little phrase, and fasting, is added to many manuscripts. Originally, it was just prayer. But if you keep the fasting in there, that's not a problem. It's not part of a formula. What's the first thing he said? He said, the answer is, bring him to me. And if I'm not here, pray. Bring him to me.